Okay, I thought we would, since you have a zikin put up at 7 minutes, I'll try not to go more than an hour, to be honest. But I will tell you that I spent this week at least 25 hours investigating Mr. Brewer. I'm going to focus on one topic and then perhaps do a few shorter topics. But I just felt it was important to the extent that we can to examine the Mishnah Brura in Siman Nunalach. Nunalach, if you have to come here, Mishnah Brura, Dina Chula, Adol Shama, all the way to Yishtabach. As you know, the Mechaber begins by saying, Omrim Baruch Shama, Kodim Sikha de Zimba, Yishtabach Lachareya. And this is based on the well-known understanding of Rishonim that Sikha de Zimba is sort of a kind of sandwich. And you have a sandwich that really the major parts of the sandwich, if I can use that terminology, are Baruch Shamar, Asher, and Yishtabach. The Mishnah Brura elsewhere, not over here, tells you what happens if a person comes late to davening. So there's a famous Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Rambam, Machlokes the Rambam and other Rishonim, and the Mishnah Brura relates to it. Mishnah Brura says that Ashkenazim are obligated minimally. What do Ashkenazim have to say minimally? Baruch Shamar, Asher, and Yishtabach. Sfardim have the option to skip the entire Sukkot de Zimra. This is the Shita Sarambam. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. It's not here. It's in Hilchos Tevila. Because this is only Sukkot de Zimra. But I'm mentioning it as a Havdama to this sin in the Nalim. And therefore, Sfardim will skip the entire Sukkot de Zimra. Ashkenazim will not skip the Sukkot de Zimra. They must say, Shabura Kosa Mishkos Yaakov, they must say Baruch Shama Asher Nishtapa. Those three tefillos. That constitute the essence of Pesukim de Zimra. And then they can go on to Birkas Kriyat Shema to catch up to the Tzibur, wherever the Tzibur may be. But those three tefillos are, according to the Mishkanos Yaakov, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, are indispensable, must be said. The reason I begin with this, as I said, according to the Mechaber, they can skip the entire Pesukim de Zimra. Rav Soloveitchik had what to say about this Machlokes. Clearly he understood that, according to Ashkenazi, according to Ramon, the Pesukim de Zimra is a matir. Before you can go on to the next step, you have to have, shall we say, the segment that precedes it, which is Sukkot de Zimra. But the Rishonim said very clearly that the bracha of Baruch Shamar is the bracha, the fanel of Sukkot de Zimra. Where is the bracha l'acharei of Sukkot de Zimra? Yishtabach. That is clearly stated by Rishonim in many, many places in Shas. And you can find this almost as a kind of theme, a very favorite theme. No, essentially, we have the following. We have Baruch Shamar as the bracha l'fanel, Yishtabach is the bracha l'achareya. Let me just mention one thing. As you know, there's a fundamental machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. There are many machlokes, but this is really one of the most fundamental machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Relates to the question of the order, the Seder Hadvar. Ashkenazim begin to be the Zimra of Baruch Shamar, followed by Odu. Correct? The order is obviously Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sedavid. It also needs discussion, but I can't do it right now. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sedavid, Baruch Shamar, followed by Hodu. What does Sfardim do? They begin first with Hodu. Direct Hodu comes first, and then they come to Baruch Shamar. Al Pi Halacha, again, it would seem that who is correct in this debate between Ashkenazim and Sfardim? The Pashto is based on what I just told you a moment ago, that assuming that this is the Bracha Lefanel before Pesukim de Zimra, the Ashkenazim would seem to be correct. So why is it that the Sfardim have a practice which is the reverse practice? Or the Chalal, one could ask even further, why is it that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sedavid, why is that said before Baruch Shamar? As a matter of fact, let me just mention, let me just one or two more things. Let me just mention these two issues. Are you hearing what I'm asking? I'm asking very simply, what's the basis of the position of the Sfardim that they decided to go ahead and in effect they are the very reverse of Ashkenazim, and as I said, their practice is not to say Baruch Shamar for Hodu, but Hodu for Baruch Shamar. Question number one. Question number two, why do we, Ashkenazim, those who follow the minhag of Ashkenaz, why do we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai is before Baruch Shamar? And in reality, the statement of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai is not mentioned in Rishonim. That's not found in Rishonim. It's a later interpolation, a later insertion, a later addition. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sedavid. The one who deals with this is a very beautiful sefer. I'm very fond of the sefer. It's no longer so popular, but it was popular in my days. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of this sefer, the Otzer HaTfilos, in two volumes. There's a classic sefer Otzer HaTfilos, a collection of Mefarshim, a compendium of Mefarshim on the Siddur, and he deals with the issues I just discussed with you. But I'll just mention to you the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, right over here, he has the following comment. He says, "Mizu Shechanukah Zavayis David is based on the Gemara in Shabbos." We just recently had it. If Uri were here, or perhaps Dov, they'd be able to discuss it with you. The Gemara says, in Daf Lamed, I believe it is, the Gemara tells us that when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron HaKodesh into the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara tells a whole very beautiful Agada that Hasha'orim Nidbuku Zebazet. The gates, apparently, what happened? They began to sort of close. They interlocked one with the other. And Shlomo HaMelech was trying to somehow open the gates in order to get in the Aron HaKodesh. And the Gemara says he went through a series of steps till finally, when he succeeded, when he mentioned the Schusim Avum of his father David HaMelech. When he mentioned the Schuyav, when he mentioned the merits of his father David HaMelech, at that point, the gates opened. And the Gemara indicates that's a siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel, the tshuva of David HaMelech, vis-a-vis what chet? The chet of Bat Sheva. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Gemara Daf Lamed. And that he's a tzaddik. Velo simachta oyvai li. Means even the enemies of David HaMelech, there are different interpretations of Mitzvah Shechanukah. So if you take a look at the, one day remind me, on Monday night, I'll discuss Mitzvah Shechanukah, believe never, but there's a big machlokes that we showed what that Mitzvah is referring to. The simple pshat, we read the first pasuk, Mitzvah Shechanukah, Habayis of David. What Habayis are we talking about? Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Shechanukah, the Beis HaMikdash, which of course is credited to David HaMelech, as Gemara says in Zvachim, that he was the one, essentially, it was his idea. He conceived of the idea. Okay, ultimately, Shlomo HaMelech built it. He wasn't allowed to build it, as the Pesukim tell us in Divrei Hayamim and elsewhere, because Dam Rav Shafachta, because of all the wars that he was involved in, Hashem did not permit David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. But essentially, it was his creation. It was his idea. He conceived of the idea. Anyway, the Gemara says, the way the Gemara seems to present this, so based on this Gemara in Shabbos, below simachta oyvai li, refer to the enemies of David HaMelech. That's one approach in the interpretation of Mizmor Shechanukah Zavayis HaDavid. So in effect, this Mizmor is the Hakdama to the Pesukim de Zimra, to show the Madrega of David HaMelech. That's why the Ashkenazim, the Afkes say before, Pesukim de Zimra begins, where does Pesukim de Zimra begin again? We said it begins with Bar Shama. But again, the second question that I asked is regarding Hodu. Why is it that the Svaradim say Hodu before Bar Shama? So I saw quoted in the name of the Sefer HaEshkol, that Sefer HaEshkol is one of the Dalai Rishonim. Again, this is taken from the Eltzer HaTfilos. I actually went looking. I don't have any Google capacity as you do, so everything I do, I literally, Ba'esahi, Ha'chapes, Es Yerushalayim, Ba'neros. And it's Yerushava, that Gemara has himself in the first paragraph. People speak, so I have to look and search, and that's what I do. Anyway, the Sefer HaEshkol brings that David HaMelech actually said the first part of Hodu before the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the second part of Hodu, he said before the Tamid Shal Ben Abayi. Because what do we see from that statement of the Sefer HaEshkol? That what is Hodu? What is it connected to? It's a Hemshech of what? Of Kabbalas. The fact that's what the Sfardim understood, that the entire Hodu, which is taken, by the way, from where? Hodu is taken from Divrei Hayamim. Hodu, the source of Hodu, is Divrei Hayamim. So it's a Hemshech of Kabbalas. And therefore, that's the reason for the minhag of the Sfardim, that they say it actually between Karbanos and Pesukim de Zimra. It's a kind of bridge between the Karbanos and the Pesukim de Zimra, and that's what they do. Just derech agav, editorially, I'll mention a kasha that our Soleji was very fond of, and he used to ask it all the time. And I, right away, attempted to respond to this question, miyad b'makom. Of course, I was quickly put in my place. Namely, in the Baruch Shema, we say, Uvshirei David Abdecha, Nehalocha Hashem Elokeinu. Which means we're going to utilize what shir, or what shir? The shir of David, correct? The psukim of Zimra, which are psukim of Zemer, are going to be constituted of what? Psukim that were composed by whom? Don't we say that pretty openly? Unabashedly, unreservedly. Shir David Abdecha, Nehalocha Hashem Elokeinu. So of course, right away we have a problem. Namely, the Chura, that is a statement which is not correct. Because in the Pesukim de Zimra, between Bar Shama and Yishabak, we have something that was said, not by David HaMelech, namely, correct, Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir was found in Mishalach, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Isn't that called Dovish Garim? You learn Mishavura very carefully, and even not so carefully. He can say it, calls for Mishonim, how careful we have to be, not a Dovish Sheker when it comes to Tefillah. So what's going on over here? So I respond, right in Miyat. I respond almost like a Pavlovian reflex. And the Pavlovian reflex was, Ushir Dabar HaMelech doesn't say I'm going to use exclusively only Shir Dabar HaMelech. But it could be other shear as well. I thought that was the correct answer. Of course, I was quickly, shall we say, almost eliminated, whatever the case is. I'm sorry, Sir Rasalvechi referred to a Rambam. This is all the Achaga. The Rambam says on this field at one point that when should Aziyah be said? After Yishtabach. There's a Rambam. And apparently in Boston, there were years Rasalvechi was studied like that because of this issue. Okay, let me just finish. One or two more things. Okay, Hayotzi, let me just, before you begin again, Hayotzi, we called Vareinu. There's a Machlokes Tzvadim and Ashkenazim. When exactly what the Seva Advarim is, and the reason why Svadim do what they do, that they understand Hodu to be a Hemshech of Karbat. By the way, Hodu, of course, is from Dira Yamin, and Hodu, as you understand very well, is connected to Dabar HaMelech, and Dira Yamin, you'll see, it's connected to Dabar HaMelech, but Oz Yashir is the Kav. Okay, you wanted to ask something, that's something else.
Yeah, why does only Oz Yashir mean you hear Chavod is a million Taylor?
Chavod is no problem at all. You tell me where the Yichavod comes from, and what its source is, and who composed it, and who's it connected to, obviously, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, and also, like, so the Tehillim we read were booked by Moshe, like, Sadi through, like, Sadi Dalit, I think. It was written by Moshe, wasn't it? Right?
Tehillim?
Yeah.
The Gemara and Barbasa you're referring to, I assume. The Gemara and Barbasa that Dalit and Melch wrote Tehillim together with Alex Kane, with the 11th Kane. And you are correct. There are several people involved, including as you indicated, correctly, Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's a whole discussion. But my point simply is that that's as far as the Hillel is concerned. Good. But we're talking about what we say at the very outset in the preamble in the Hakdama in Bav Shama. Apparently, we're utilizing the Shirim of David wherever they may be found. The Dibra Yomim, where they're found earlier in Tanakh.
So how do you include your answer? Your answer seems to be a good answer.
I think my answer is 1,000% correct. I've yet to budge after 40-something years. Also, I'm just indicating that Rasalvechi brought a briar from a Rambam. A Rambam, you obviously don't believe in. Anyone has a Rambam here by any chance? I do over here. Just don't want to, that's not my issue today, so I prefer to avoid it. But if you mind, I'll show you the Rambam. Yes.
One, if Yishavach, the Hemshech of speaking to Zimra, why do we switch the Chazan and the Abaya? Wouldn't it make sense to switch after Yishavach?
The answer to that question is basically assuming it's all one piece, you say. It's all one unit.
Yeah.
So the Chura. So of course the answer is that Bizman Bedoras HaKodmen, when did the switch take place? The way it takes place today on Shabbos morning. It would actually switch at the end of Nishmas. That's what they would do. They would switch earlier based on what Pinchas see. Pointed out correctly. And even actually, there's still some places which actually do not change at that point, but actually change earlier. So your hour is a good hour, because it really should be, this is one unit, which should not be subjected to any kind of hefsek, but it needs even, I have to look into it more, I haven't looked into it recently, I will look into it with Neta. I just want to mention that I want to now address the main question I would like to discuss today, which will take a while.
Yes. When you said that for Ashkenazim they do Rosh Shavar, Ashrei, and Shabbat,
the Mishkenas Yankin, that's not me, Mr. Brewer-Kotzer, yes.
Okay. Would someone have to repeat the rest of the Zimra after davening?
Or well, the answer is this is exactly what I was referring to. I didn't discuss it. I said according to the Mechaber, then you can skip it. So it's really amazing. You can skip the times of the Zimra and go straight to Brewer's Kriyashma. So this is a question, what is exactly the status of Sukkot Dezimra? Probably it's a machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Clearly the Rasalvechi felt both Ashkenazim and Samatir. But Chalzas, Achronim say you can say that Tefillah, you can be mashed that which you missed at Tefillah. The question is, what would Sfaradim do if they were to skip this particular section of davening? Okay, that needs a separate attention. You're asking, well, maybe if you know, remind me, we should discuss it. I want to focus today on one issue, which is to me a major issue in my life. It's been for the last several decades. And it's an issue that I'm having a lot of difficulty with. And of course, it was accentuated last evening when a gentleman said, the Asma Bukhari Bukhari Shiv, in a very loud and pronounced kind of fashion. That is not tolerated in my shul for a moment. No one would dare say the Asma Bukhari. If they did, they would be asked to leave the shul. And Nadav, I'm going to get to the moment and discuss it in a moment. And this issue is one of the major issues I've encountered, especially when I came to Eretz Yisrael. The issue was accentuated 10 times over. Yiputzaretz, as you know, things there are a bit more, how should we put it, delineated, demarcated. A shul is Ashkenazic, a shul is Sephardic, and more or less level of 20 shalmi. And people daven wherever they obviously are comfortable with. Sephardim, they daven Sephardic shuls, Ashkenazim, daven Ashkenazic shuls, and never the 20 shalmi. Here, of course, it's a different chont, to say the least, and to a large extent, they're really, I would say, even a quagmire. It's an interesting psak of Rav Gorin, Zichron Levracha, who's the chief rabbi, who's an Ilui himself, a Chevena, called the Chevena Ilui. And I was lucky to hear many times. He had the position that Eretz Yisrael, since we're coming, Kibbutz Galiot, everyone's coming together from Mikol Katfei Haaretz, Katfei Olam, therefore we should have a Nusach Achid. We should try to put together a Nusach that will combine everything together, which Rav Soloveitchik Gaon was completely without any foundation whatsoever. And the Neged and Rav Gorin was no, shall we say, Katli Kanye Vagma. He was a Goy Nadir. He was. He wrote his parish at Yerushalmi. He was 18 years old. But you're talking about Dele Ilam, who have a machlokes, and he means it needs examination. Obviously, each part of the kam and the kam. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is the following. I am, let's say, an Ashkenazi, and I happen to daven in a Sephardic shul, because that's the shul that's available to me. Or vice versa, I'm not even a Sephard, and I daven by Ashkenazim. Is it permissible for me to continue davening my own nusach with the Ashkenazim, assuming I'm a Sephardi, and vice versa, if I'm an Ashkenazi, is it permitted to daven my own nusach together with the Sephardi? Or am I obligated to daven the fee minhag ha'makom, depending on the minhag ha'makom, whatever that particular place happens to be? And this is a very, very significant question, one that's occupied my attention for the last 40 years of my life. I'm not exaggerating. It's bothering me for years and years. It became accentuated when I came to Eretz Yisrael because of what goes on over here. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel deals with, of course, a famous law called Lo Sisgavadu. You're familiar with that law. It's a very important law. There are many drushes. But the basic law, the pasuk says, a parsha in Re'ei. The Torah says Re'ei. Perek Yudal Pasuk Gal. Bodim Matem Hashem Elokeichem. Pashas Re'ei, Perek Yudal Pasuk Gal. Lo Sisgavadu. Bechlal, a very striking pasuk, because we don't understand the connection between one segment and the next. The one that deals with it, of course, is the Ramban, Kedarko Hakodesh. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokechem, Lo Yisiz Godudu, Lo Sassimu Karta Benirev Mamex. What's the simple truth of Shemikah, Lo Yisiz Godudu? Don't what? Don't make incisions in your body. Lo Yisiz Godudu, Gididot, as Rashi says. Lo Tidnu Gidido Veser Bitzatim Mamex, Kedar Shem Oriyev Osim, Vishatem Bonim Shemako. You should not be full of incisions. You recall Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, Nevi Abal, what they did there in order to somehow have whomever was going to respond to their prayers and supplication. What did they do?
They cut themselves.
They cut themselves, correct. So the Torah says, Los is good, that's awesome. Chazal have a different interpretation of Midrash. The Gemara Nevamis, the Gemara Nevamis, the Gemara Nevamis, and the Gemara says, Los is good, means Al tasu agudas agudas. You should not divide into splinter groups. You should not divide yourself into different groups. And this is a very significant issue. Namely, if you're in one makom, in one place, you should have different positions, different minhagim. And it would seem to be the pashtus and isa da isa. One of the most important is isa da isa.
Us in the Torah. There shouldn't be sparring nationality.
One moment, give me a chance. That question I have to address separately. I can't address everything at one time. I really can't. That is of interest to me. Also, for decades, that issue you just raised. There's a lot of literature on this topic. There's books written on this topic. Where it came from, where that division came from, historically, at what point did it occur? Do you know when it occurred? When did that occur, this division between Sfardim and Ashkenazim? Bizman Chazal. I mean, Bizman Talmud. Was there such a division?
Rabbeinu
Gershom. On what basis do you say that? Based on knowledge or simply?
The Rabbeinu Gershom went to like Upper Asia area with about like 500 people, and they made it to the Ashkenaz area and split up from there.
Okay, that is clearly it happened during the days of the Rishonim. Perhaps the Golden, a bit earlier, you're suggesting.
Rabbeinu Gershom's late
late from the end of the Golden, the end of the Golden period, but it needs attention. There was a number of people have written extensively on this topic, but that's not my topic right now. But if you're interested, I will try to direct you to the right. And the couple, I'm simply from first pointing out that here we have an issue, and often we seem to have a this problem, which means the Vayim Mishamiah from the Minim Beis HaKnesses, according to the simple Pshat in Gemara, I'm over at Alav Daraisa. Lois is good, I've been Mishamiah for the Minim HaMokom. I have no right to make Shinui in the Minim HaMokom. Now, you might argue, okay, maybe it's only by a mitzvah, maybe not by a minnow. Maybe you'll be Mechalim to the mitzvah of the minnow. If it's a minnow, you know, we don't get too excited about it. If it's a mitzvah, then we have a real problem of Lois is good. This is a famous Ramah in Simu Tatat Gimel. I'll get to this, don't worry. Maybe in a little while though. In Tafsat Gimel, the Ramah has the following comment. He's talking about Sri Asa Omer. Ramah brings a number of minhagim, as you know, with reference to Sri Asa Omer as far as taking a haircut. You are aware there are different minhagim, I'm not going to go into them right now. So the Ramah says that in one makom, they should not be knowing two minhagim. Regarding Tisporet, regarding taking a haircut, they're not allowed to be Shinui minhagim. That's what Ramah says in Tafsat Gimel, and the Magen Avraham says on the spot, based on this Ramah, clearly the Ramah understood that even by minhagim, there's a law of what? So what I said earlier is incorrect. Namely, what I suggest that perhaps only applies to mitzvah and not to minhagim is not true. The Magen Avraham says it very clearly in the explanation of this Ramah. And so now, again, we're talking about even a minhag. There is a question of losses gavudah. So now I'm going back to the issue at hand, which is the issue I want to talk about just a little bit, and that is that, so it would seem that there is a problem of losses gavudah. Or, maybe you'll tell me that, no, there's no Isser. Why is there no Isser? Maybe the Ramah is only talking about an issue like Tisvaret and Sfira. There's an Isser to have two minhagim. But perhaps when it comes to davening and the like with the different mitzvahs, and perhaps here that each one can do on their own what they're accustomed to doing, there's no issue with those government. So now I just want to point out to you the following. In the Siddur Agro, in the Keser Rosh Rav Chaim Balozhin, Simon Amazayim, he writes the following statement. Rav Chaim Balozhin, Talmud of the Gro. Ha'tzvila v'ha'mitzvahs v'ha'nogos okvim acharei ha'minog. He followed the minog, and why did he do so? Mishum Rosh is going to ומשום פירד מנהוגים שיולך לפירד לבבוס וכן ציבו לתלמידו ויסבבו רק לפי מינת בית הכנסס. The going of Chaim Balozhin, they told the Talmidim only to daven in accordance with the minhag of the place they're davening in. If the minhag is Ashkenaz, you daven Ashkenaz. If the minhag is Sfarad, you daven Sfarad. Hakol, kiminhag Hamedina, when in Rome, light Roman candles. One second. So according to the Vilna Gaon, it seems pretty clear. I now read the Pasa Shulchan. What's Pasa Shulchan? In the Talmud of the Gaon. He writes over there, it's in the Gimel. Gam kein tzarech linhog t'minhag ha'mokom. And he says, what's the reason? Mishum lo yisus gavudo. What does he bring as a raya? The Ramah, that I quoted to you earlier by Sfira Sa'omer, that you can't have shinui minhagim in one city. And now I just want to read the Netziv. As a truman, make sure davar. Okay, you'll tell me these are all litvish shaposkim. That is true. All the fish of Koskim, and they say, and Simon Yitzayin, the Chedek Aleph of Mesha Davar, looked at the Tshuva, he writes over there that according to all the above that I mentioned, just give me one more minute, there's a problem with those who's going to do, and he says over there even further, even if you want to daven quietly, Shmasa Belachash, am I bothering anybody? No, I'm davening Belachash, no one hears me, I'm not disturbing anyone, I'm not supposed to disturb anyone, I'm davening Belachash. So the Tshuva is a long, long Tshuva, and in this Tshuva, he says that the and he wants to come to this sort of kind of conclusion, which I think is a big Kiddush, and that is that if a person does not daven the Kol Rav and Baal Peh, then there's no problem with his government. Shmanasi Balachash, go according to your Nusach. So let's say I'm a Sephardic fellow, davening in the Minyan and the Yeshiva, here in the Beis Kiddush. I can daven my Nusach without any problem, as long as I do it Balachash. Means if it's not Nikar, then I'm being Meshamet, and then Minyan Amokam, says in the Tziv, there's no problem with those.
So this is the really one approach. What? Kaddish wouldn't be a problem.
What was that?
According to the Tziv, Kaddish wouldn't be a problem.
Yes, obviously I'm going to come to that. A problem. But this is just the introduction to this topic. I want to give you a number of very, very clear and obvious examples that we run into all the time. Yes, let's start over here.
Will that apply, all those people who are saying Civic City. You can't find a city nowadays that has one...
I've come to it. I'll see that. Next. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
The part about it being balachash and not recognizable. So, Nusach Sfarad as the minhag to do on Mondays and Thursdays, they do.
I'll come to that. Next. I have listed myself. I've been thinking about it for 40 years. Yes.
Did you feel like to Ashkenaz Minyan in the Sephardic Shul?
I'm not going to list all the minhagim. There are so many you can't imagine. Once you start thinking, it's mind-boggling. I'll give you six or seven.
I was bringing that up.
One of them is yes.
This discussion applied to an Ashkenaz Minyan that are davening together in the Sephardic Shul. It's all Ashkenaz Minyan in the Sephardic Shul.
No, the issue is not the physical, it's the Gehillah, exactly, that's the issue.
This is applied to like different types of Sephardim, like Syrians have different ways of davening than
excellent. I have to say, the issue, you're right, the Syrians have different, how do you call them, dialects, or different
sects,
thank you very much. But this is the general whole issue. As well, since Dami started with one, I'll start with also with one. In Kuflam and Allah, the Hilbus Tachinus, you know there's a distinction to the Mechaber Amor regarding falling Tachinus. The position of the Mechaber that Tachinus, you fall mitzat small. According to the Amor, you fall mitzat yamin. Very famous Machlokes in the Mechaber Amor. It's in Kuflam and Allah. And the Gaon happens to hold like the Mechaber. The Gaon is a famous, famous Shita. The Gaon is always somehow different than everybody else. And the Gaon holds like the Mechaber, you always fall on your right side. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there, as you look it up in Kuflam and Aleph, Kol Echad Yaseh Lepi Min Hago. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and then the Chayyam in the following statement. But let's say I davened in a shul, Shenofen Atzad Yimin, everyone falls on the right side. So what am I mechuyev to do? I'm mechuyev to do, according to the Aminah, Mishum, Los Hiskamta. So it's not a Shaila Issa, because whatever hand you fall on, you'll be Yotzeh. There's no issue of Issa over here. That's for sure now. But since everyone is falling on one side...
If everyone's heads down, then I can see you.
One moment. I'm going to come to that in a moment. I'm going through a number of nuances. I'm eventually going to come to everything that you are, Baruch Hashem, being Mechavi to. Example number two, Aruch HaShulchan. However, there are two ways of doing Nanuim. This is pretty deep, I'm speaking. Ashkenazim, how do we do Nanuim, the Ashkenazim? We start in front, and we move to, as Horace Greeley said, go right, young man, go right. That's many times. By now, you should remember.
Go west.
He said, go west, young man, go west. But as I indicated, I changed the gear, so go right, young man, go right. So Ashkenazim, do Nanuim, going to the right, correct? All the way around.
Yeah.
Sfardim have a totally different, shall we say, set of Nanuim. Now, if you David, you'll say Ashkenaz. An Ashkenazic shul, Ashkenazic kehila, and I'm not like Minak Svar, which is only in the first Hodu, if I'm not mistaken. The Hodu Arishon, anyone here have Svar? No. That the Hodu Arishon then, obviously, but once you start going into the other Nanuim, so even though it's true, whichever way you go, the Yotze, that would seem to be pretty Nikar if I am not like Svardim and an Ashkenazic kehila. So the Eshel Abram, the Rabbi Buchach, that was the city that lived in, which the Ruach calls him every other line. So the Eshel Avram, the Rabbi Buchach, he says that no, you have to be Menaneah the way the call is Menaneah. But here is, again, one could argue that here perhaps there is, shall we say, it's a Minog, it's not again Mikra Adin. But one thing I just want to show you at the very outset, according to Abchaim Baloshina and the Gra, there's a serious Issam and Atar of Losses Dogma. They take the Pasuk very seriously. And as I mentioned, Ramah and Tatsan Gimel in Hilchos Sfirasa Omer, obviously he understands it seriously as well. Next issue, which is I'm sure you would have come to, and you even mentioned this a bit more than, thought about it more than a few minutes, the issue of Kedusha. When you say Kedusha, it's evil. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Datzal, I actually looked into about seven chuvos of Rav Moshe on this topic. And he has many, many chuvos about this topic, really fascinating, fascinating chuvos. So again, each one has civil archives, they said, you have no problem. Daven your nusach, etc. And there's no problem. However, Shliach Tzibur, clearly he was not going to be able to daven his own nusach if he's in a different kehila. And Chazaras HaShatz, he has a problem. So now the question is, must he daven? Let's say a fellow davens, I'll just tell you, it's not a joking matter. A number of years ago when I had, when I was in Avil for my mother, Lea Shalom, so once or twice I was not able to daven in my shul, but I came very late for whatever reason, came home from a chasana, and went to the local shtiblach, which is not far from me, in order to daven for the Amid. So there, the meaning is, you have to daven, when you daven for the Amid, you have to wear a gartel, and you have to wear a jacket.
Shtiblach,
Shmi Abishai David. What's it? Where was I holding?
You
have to wear a gartel, otherwise they'll let you daven with the oven. So anyway, I'm telling you the story. So I did whatever they tell me to do. I usually daven with the jacket. I have no problem. Daven with the hat. Not a problem for me either. I put on a gartel. Fine. Then I'm there one day. Now I didn't have any reason to daven with the oven. And a Tamani fellow comes in. And clearly he has yahrzeit. And he wants to daven with the oven. So this Tamani, they go ahead. They put a hat on him. They wore a hat as well, clearly. They go ahead and put a gartel on him. Put a jacket on him. And anyway, and he starts davening, and they tell him he has to daven b'nifta Ashkenazi.
Wow.
I tell you, I can never experience such a daven like that in my entire life. Starting the first bracha, he tries to change his mifta to that of an Ashkenazi. The whole place is roaring on the floor. I'm not exaggerating. What was going on there? Matter of fact, I didn't daven Maariv. I just was laughing and laughing and laughing. I just did not wait to stop laughing. It was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. trying to pronounce Mifta Ashkenazi, and with the gartel and the hat that was thrown on his head and the jacket and the whole business, it was just the most amazing. And everyone there, they were allegedly davening Maariv. I didn't decide not to daven Maariv. I just wanted to essentially, I needed entertainment, and I had it in full form, full regalia and full form. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Anyway, it could very well be that someone who's going to daven as a Shiat Zibur, maybe even in Salish Manasseh, has to be what? In sync with the Chazar HaShas. Because the Gemara said the other Rosh Hashanah, what is the idea of Salish Manasseh? A kind of practice with the Chazar HaShas. If I'm going to daven Chazar HaShas, a certain Nusach, I have to practice beforehand and say the right Nusach in order to get the Chazar HaShas done properly. Otherwise, one could argue, no, since we have Sidurim, there's no problem. The Lachash, I can do one thing. So let's say I'm a Sfardi, I'll daven the Sfard, and the Chazar HaShas, Balpeh, I'll do something else, I'll follow from a sinner. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Negris Moshe, and a number of his Chumas, he has both of these issues. What do I mean by both of the issues? Issue number one he has is the issue of those is going to do. And he tumbles with this issue back and forth in every Chuba. But then he has another issue. He said, maybe there's a problem over here. The Mishnah writes in Sotcha, the Adafnun, Al Yishan Adam, and then Machlokes. You're going to cause Machlokes. Once you start making Shinuyim, trust me, you're going to cause Machlokes. Someone told me the following story. This story is, again, mind-boggling. An Israeli, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, goes to Chutz Laaretz. When do they start sending the same Talmudim? Not yet. December
4th,
5th.
But he starts sending the same Talmudim, and he's a Chiyuv to that. So he asked me what to do. I said, don't daven for the Yomim. You cannot daven for the Yomim. You can daven Maariv, but you can't daven Shachas and Mishmas, Chazar HaShas. Because you're saying the same Talamata. He starts saying the same Talamata. And they don't say the same Talamata. So how could you daven Chazar HaShas? What did he do this Bachar? He came to that bracha. He told us to. He came to the bracha in Shema Esrei. He said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Alein Hashem, Okein HaShem HaZos. Let's go with his fossil tov. The same. Then he lowered his voice. Said, Ke'ilu, below his breath. He said under his breath, they all heard him, the whole shul heard him. They went into hysterics and histrionics. Tell me the story. He should continue saying Saint Talamata. That's the halacha. He started out to sell. You continue saying it. That's the thing. But they are not saying it. But how in heaven's name could you possibly play this kind of a game? I told him not to daven for the Yomim because of this problem and other issues also, but this issue also is a specific issue. B'kitzer, I'm just simply indicating, if you take a look in Siman Kuf Daven, that with the exception of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven with the Nusach of the Tzibur, and I'm only mentioning this issue, as I said, because it's a massive, very, very fundamental issue, and I'll just give you another example that someone in my shul who davens Nusach Star, to my left, in the corner, and he says, Kigabna, on Friday night with the whole shul singing Bab Malikin, and I find that to be very annoying. You want to say Kigabna, say it quietly, say it silently. Don't say Kigabna out loud with the whole shul singing Bab Malikin. Well, the whole shul had Minagagura, as far as what shir should ever say on Yomtid, and he goes on his merry way and says the shir of that particular day, because he doesn't go for Mrs. Nisuch Akbar. So that is something which is inappropriate, which is improper. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can one also say though, if you can say the Shemoneh Esrei Yisrael, can you also just say to his employee and yourself also? But you don't do it out loud, nobody's going
to
know.
Again, quietly, I'm going to get to that because someone here already suggested it. I forgot it was Raz already, but I'll get to that in a moment, just the Maskana. Anyway, I'll give you one more example. because I thought about this also. Those who have adopted, as the Mishnah Berurah says, I assume those of you who follow Mishnah Berurah do it. You take your two tzitzios, b'shas amiyos bar shama, and after bar shama, yinashke. You kiss them. Who here does that? Who here does not do that? Well, let's ask the kasha those who do not do that. Kasha's on them. The Mishnah Berurah says that they're supposed to kiss your two tzitzis. Of course, if you ask me what I do not do it either. But why do you not do so?
Minagra.
What?
I forget.
You forget, okay. We have
Minagra.
What? Minagra is not to do it. Why not?
Hefsek.
Hefsek between what and what? Meridik, what you said just now. Meridik. Okay, we're going to explore that in a moment. That issue of Hefsek. I'm going to explore it in 1 second with the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. I think what I learned in second grade, we learned kiss the shulchanach. That's what they taught us, to kiss the tzitzis. Now that was the most important thing in saying Baal Shah, was kissing those tzitzis. If I remember correctly. By the way, I didn't know at that time that just beis, tzitzios, shalafanah, only the two in front of you. I also, for example, do hold my tzitzis in Kriya Shema. Do I kiss them? No. And the Gabriel is not to kiss them. Ein lecha hefzeh godom mizeh. Kiss them in the middle of Kriya Shema, lo yitochim, lo shayach, lo matzil, esek azeh, but also...
So yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, good. I, you know, you remind me of Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal. The Rav pointed out that on Shabbos, there's among the many differences in Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, is Yisvachu Malchus Lashem Shabbos is going over. When does Sfaradim say it and when does Ashkenazim say it? I mean, just test your jiggle your memory a little bit.
Who says
it in Musaf? Ashkenazim, only Musaf. What about Sfaradim?
All the time.
Good. So the Rav was very interested in that issue. Why is that so? So the Rav has this long, very developed kind of thesis that this is the makar for a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash in Tfilas Musaf based on the Ramban. It's a mitzvah of the Ganzer Shtek Torah. Oh, Shikul Teir, the Eliyahu Soloveitchik, with his absolutely exquisite, beautiful Divrei Torah, could come to the... And therefore, Ashkenazim say the Musa. No, so the question is, why do Ashkenazim say the Musa? The Rav said, no, that is not the Kasha. The Kasha is, why do Sadim say all the Tfilos? Ha-Metzi Mechachai, you know, all of them, they have to be the Raya. I explain myself, my position is clear. My position is very clear, so now I say the same here. So you might say, the Mishnah Berurah says, they take their tzitzis and kiss them at the Baal Shammah. Those who don't should explain themselves why they go, shall we say, not in singing the Mishnah Berurah. But I'm simply pointing out to you, I'm coming back to Hodu, Baal Shammah, so maybe that's also a problem. Namely, here, let's say, Asfardi, someone who don't know you, Mr. Asfardi, says Hodu before Baal Shammah. And I say Hodu after Baal Shammah. Correct? I, the Ashkenazi, following this Ashkenazi. And now I'm davening, and I'm saying Baal Shammah. And I come to the end of Shama, I kiss my tzitzis. He already, shall we say, did not say, he's saying Hodu. At the time, I'm saying Baal Shama. And I see he doesn't kiss his tzitzis. What kind of a business is that? Or vice versa.
But
that's what I'm saying.
In that why case, he's sitting and standing.
Yishanem, the answer is what you said before. What, everyone is so, knows where everyone exactly is holding. We're holding exactly at the same moment, the same part of tefillah. No, yeah, we're doing the zimra. You say this, and I'm saying this. You're in the middle of Havluka. By the way, many yeshivas, as you know, have a minhag that the old Shia Tziva only appears when Baruch. Yeah. Until Baruch, there's no Shia Tziva. As I'll let you say, that's based on a Rambam in Perek Tes of the Tzvila, and there's a market for that as well. But again, I'll just now try to sum up a little bit by Alichot Shlomo. Now, Shlomo Zalman Oyebach says it's so perikah, Alichot Shlomo, Kol Shenikar, Shemishanim and Atzibur, Tzarech Linotim Atzibur. It is going to be clear that you are deviating from the Tzibur, that is absolutely taboo. That is, just finish this. B'dav Shalsi Balachash, there's no problem, he says. So therefore, the Gabi Hod, the Baal Shammah, there's no problem. What about Tachanun, which is the issue that Danny raised a moment ago? When does Shabbos say Tachanun? On Monday and Thursday, let's use that example better. When does Shabbos say Tachanun? Right away, before the Urachel. When does Ashkenazim say Tachanun? After. So what should I do? That's pretty evident. The whole Tzibur, shall we say, does what?
Stand.
They go ahead and they say, first Tachanun, let's say, if I'm not Sardin. They say Tachanun, and then Urachel, and I go, and I will show them who is, shall we say, who the boss is. And I go say the Urachel, and then when they're all saying Urachel, I get down there and say Tachanun. That is pretty evident. So if I'm going to daven in a nusach svar kehila or svar shekehila, then of course I should be not doing anything. They say over the name of Hashem Zam Koreba Chayes from Devon Sol Shalita Hashem Yarech Yomav. I asked him from Devon Sol. I wanted to know when Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, did he ever daven by Sfaradim? He said yes. And what happened? Did he give him an aliyah? Yes. What did he do? He davened Miftah Sefaradi. They gave him an aliyah and he said the Miftah Sefaradi. He always davened Miftah Sefaradi. Except when they got an aliyah by the Sfaradim, he said Miftah Sefaradi because he held that was a shinui in the Nusach of the Beit HaKnesses, Befumbi, publicly, Nikar. And he had to act according to this family. You hear that?
He said, Hashem in my family.
The Gol Ador. One second. So I didn't ask him all the Pratim, and that's what I should have. I should ask him his Pratim as well. I'm done with this thing. You have something to say. Also. So one second more, I want to just mention. So you look at the truths of Elisha, one tshuva after the next. I can't list you all the tshuvas. I actually wrote them all down. And but there are two issues. I'll give you another issue. Could you imagine someone here in Eretz Yisrael, the Chol HaMoed, putting on tefillin and chalmai, you have the
tefillin
and
chutzar, and they
come here.
What?
Correct. It says Nizar, Yechayavisa. You're liable for capital punishment. You put on tefillin and chalmai. Here, now it's yourself, no one puts on tefillin. It's not true. Hashemta, Hagoyne, Hashemta, Shalita, tell me. He comes there to sell chalmai privately. Bechabi Chadarim, he puts on tefillin. That's his minute, chutzar, so he puts on tefillin. And whatever you mean by here, you would not do so publicly. Because you would literally be Rahman al-Shalita. No longer be around to tell them.
Last year in your shul, I saw one person put on their isha, and no, I was very disappointed. No one, there was no spears, no swords.
Was I there?
No.
Trust me, had I been there, it would not have happened. He would have taken it off very quickly, because otherwise it would have been a sakas nefashis. Anyway, I'm just indicating that, again, there's an issue here, and I thought it's worthwhile raising this issue. So, more or less, I don't see the cult of Arenu. It seems that the way many poskim, I'm not going through all the poskim, because at the end of the day I found a little truth about Moshe, and there are about 6-7 truths he has in this topic. All the first truths are in one direction, and then finally Moshe is trying to be Malamit Slus. You can see he's just such an Oyev Yisrael. He just loved Klal Yisrael so much, and he's not the only one. And this is what he said. I think he said to Shmuel, or one of someone here said, and you have to speak also. But at the end of the day, it could very well be, and I'm rather summarize it by reading the Chuvas on Hogas from Ashtermach Shlita. I'm going to Ashtermach, he writes the Chuvas on Hogas, Chelik Beis, Lamed Aleph, and also Chelik Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And someone in my shul, you can't be masking it, the whole topic, he reads Chuvas on Hogas. The whole Shabbos. When does he doubt it? He says, he loves Chuvas on Hogas. Anyone knows Ashtermach, Leon Ashtermach, from the Dodi Yushalayim? And he's really somebody very, very into the Minhagi Agra. He's a Nid Menechad Agra. That's how he writes all the Svarim. But he has 4 volumes, maybe 5 volumes today. I'm sure it's not as they're mind-boggling. He has nice surrounds that you won't find anywhere. And you want to have Hanor read the Chuvah Sarkhagas. You'll just, he has a Chuvah Betreles that Shmuel and I, Mitzvah Shem, hope we sit together. You read it already. Right? Anyway, so he has many, many such Chuvahs where he's just unbelievable. He has a collection of Maaseh Rav that no one has. Nobody, no Gadol of Yisrael has his collection of Maaseh Rav and stories and vignettes and anecdotes and mind-boggling that man. I love that man. Anyway, because he has such exciting things in his Chuvas. I'm very excited. I love his Chuvas. Anyway, the guy in my shul, he just reads Chuvas on others. So anytime I have something to say in my shul and halacha, whatever it may be, right away he raises his hand. Harav! He tells me, he reminds me, I'm not familiar, so familiar with the Chuvah on Hogas, he's familiar with everything, anyway, so he has the following Chuvah on this issue. Kanira midina, lo tzarech hayom lido, v'batek nesio, shalano, kemo shtiblach. Right? Our shuls are like shtiblach. What is that supposed to mean? He says, at one time, lifroni mi Yisrael, b'chol ir, hayom min kavua. B'chol beis kneses, hayom min kavua. Correct? But today, Hayom, Acha Achurban, referring to not the Churban HaMikdash, but the Shoah. After the Churban the Shoah, Sheesh Kibbutz Shalkulam, Ein Lois is going to do. Unbelievable. That's what you suggested. Shoah. What Shmuel said before, that's what essentially the barriers have been broken down. There's no Lois is going to do. However, even from Avshtrimach, it's Mashma, if I have a Shul, but as a minion, Kavua and a Nusach Kavua, there's no question there's losses Gavadon. So again, there, sure. What am I telling you to do? If you daven the Marshal, you will daven only Nusach Ashkenaz. You will not dare to go ahead and say the Aspach Mekoneh. Someone asked me, are you against the Aspach Mekoneh? It's the Ram of Nusach. It is the Ram of Nusach. What's wrong? The Aspach Mekoneh, we want the Gula to come. Don't we all want the Gula to come? We need it desperately. Before the next hurricane comes tomorrow in New York. I'm just saying we need a Gula quickly. So what's wrong with the Aspach Mekoneh? I said, nothing wrong with it. I even heard a svara that the Rish Lakish did not answer Amen to the Aspach Mekoneh. There's no mocha. What's the mocha of answering Amen to the Aspach Mekoneh? What's the mocha?
What's the Ramah?
Where is he? Minhag. Yeah, Minhag. Apparently it's a Minhag. Kind of and the Sfadim have that Minhag. And sometimes they go even further. You know, the Sfadim, this fellow who daven's here, he doesn't know how to say the Aspach Mekoneh. Then he goes to the
Sfadim.
One way, what is it?
Revach
Hatzalah. Yama Mekoneh said, very nice. I'm not against Revach Hatzalah. He needed desperately. But not in the Nusach Ashkenazim. Believe that, you remind me, I will tell the gentleman, tell the chat. Believe that the next time I spy him. Whatever the case is, I'm just indicating that there is, let me just mention one or two more things. Some have the minhag by Yeshvei Rabba. They say, Omni Yeshvei Rabba, Chayom Amaya, and then they begin. It's fine to do that.
It says it's a Chaber.
Correct. Machaber Shemana, 100%. But let's say you don't do that. So again, here also, I'll just give you one or two more examples. Okay, there are many more examples I can give you. I'm not going to go through all of them. But the general gist of what I'm saying, I think you do get. Namely, that according to the Goyim and according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there is a serious issue of us as government. One should be very careful not to be over a lot of Islam. So I try to be medaktik when I'm davening, let's say, with Sfardim, which is kimat never. I have to be honest. Why kimat never? I feel I should daven my nusach. And the place where they daven my nusach. So kimat never, am I in that situation? Okay, begin.
Yeah, where's the source for if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei and they reach Kaddish, you're supposed to, you know, go with them, you're supposed to jump with everybody else, or, you know, you walk in the same Shema, you're supposed
to... But that's not, that's really, we're now, this is a different set of halachos. Yeah. I'm going to come to Baruch Shem, I wanted to discuss that, and I'm not even near that yet. This is all by way of Hakdamah, all this guy just talking about. I want to get to the answer of halachos in a moment. I'll try not to go, I said an hour that I said that. Maybe another 15 minutes we give me, I'll get to a little bit in Nun Aleph, I want to discuss some of the halachas. And this is very fascinating, this whole issue, yeah.
Why wouldn't Hodu and Baruch Shamar be similar to the Tachlin situation? Because Baruch Shamar we stand for and Hodu we sit. So if...
By the way, the minute of the Rambam, as you know, is to sit for everything. The only time you stand is when? Shemoneh Esrei. Except the Shiat Tzibur. Shiat Tzibur stands the whole time, but everyone else is sitting. But let me ask you, that also is something which is very fascinating to me. Am I allowed to, if everyone is sitting, can I stand? I'm an Ashkenazi. I stand, you know, like Ashkenaz would like love to bob up and down. So we start with Rosh Hashanah, we bob up. Then we go down. Then of course Mitzvah Masada, we bob up. And then Lachamah, we bob down. Then the Yishtabach, we bob up. Then we bob down. We're always bobbing up and down. You can't seem to sit still.
We also play our tefillin standing up. We also play our tefillin standing up.
Ashkenazim have, Ashkenazim, they sit the entire time. There's a, look at Lashon HaRamah, the obvious example, Lashon HaRamah. They're in a state of yeshiva. How do I know that? Rambam says, Shah Yeshiva, excellent. Shah Yeshiva Shom Niski HaMitzvah Yishenemar Ashrei Yoshrei Yisrael. Rambam interpreted that not the way all we share in the Rambam and everybody else interpreted it. Ashrei Yoshrei means happy are those who dwell in your home. Rambam interprets happy are those who sit, physically sit. Okay, yes.
That was very
lucky.
There's some people that stand. Are you allowed to?
So I tell you, I have a problem with this young gentleman over here in front of me. I don't know what to do with him. I love this guy, but I have a problem with him because he observed me too carefully, and I'm getting nervous. If you observe an other model, how he's misnighted, that's a good thing to do. But if you observe another problem, that's not a good thing to do. The Chadodi, the people stand in the Chadodi, so my father's minute was to stand in the Chadodi. He stood not for the Chadodi, but also for Mizrach Shuddi of HaShabbos, and my father stood for what's before the Chadodi? That everyone sits for. Everyone sits for Mizrach Shuddi. Why? Anyone ever thought of why we stand for Mizrach Shuddi?
Is Shir HaMalchus?
What?
Is it Shir HaMalchus?
Okay, he's saying the Svar. What's that?
That's what I heard. I remember
what it was. Honoring the Shabbos?
Yeah.
So, as you know, when the Shabbos come to the fore, when the Shabbos set in, there are three possibilities. Midin the Gemara, when the Shabbos set in, at the moment we say, Baruch Hu. Next, be. Now we have now two other possibilities. Of course, one is Shabbos, and the famous story of the Maharal in Prague, whether it's true or not, it's a great story. He sent the Golovan on a mission, if the Golovan ever existed. By the way, it's not one of the Yigimli Grimm to believe the Golovan existed. I just said that yesterday. I'm one of the Yigimli Grimm, that's a sorry about that. You know, I'm a terrible lid box, so that's not so good in these matters. But anyway, it's not. And Professor Leumann Shlita has given this lecture many, many times. I've been zechut to hear him once or twice, and I heard him on this topic in Flatbush somewhere, and in Toronto, and in Eretz Yisrael. Three places I heard, I got the same lecture. Why did I zechut to it three times? I do not know. But anyway, the lecture on the Golem, that he never existed, the Hoyvel Nigra, Droshu Kapasa.
He had
Hemes. So the Golem was sent on a mission, and the Maharal's waiting for him on Friday night. And when do we accept Shabbos? The reason most of Shabbos. And how can I say the girl must not get returned? So he said it once, and he said it twice. And finally, the girl came back when they were the third time. So the meeting now became in Prague to say Mizmos Yudim Shabbos three times. The second acceptance of Shabbos is Mizmos Yudim Shabbos. And when is the third? The Chadodi, namely the last of the Chadodi, which is
Bar
Yishalom. Bar Yishalom, Bala, that people turn around, that we know. Anyway, we have three Siman, meaning it's the standard for all three. Why? Because my father, Zechem Ribracha, told me that each one is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and Kabbalah requires Amida. And there's a Bakr and Poskin for that, a whole discussion of Poskin about,
Which way does Rashi base for Bar Yishalom? I heard different...
what did you hear?
I heard people face west and people say the entrance of the shul.
That you know what I do in my shul. They don't dive in my shul, know what the whole shul does.
Yeah.
The whole shul faces the doorway.
Yeah.
They don't face the back. Rav Meish, of course, the other Yisrael, Shein Kavod, Rav Meish is Hatzal, has a tshuva. We call it Imam Babasa, Shein and Mamayros. Even though the doors are on the side, but since the Shein is in the back, you turn to the back. And that's the minute of Rav Meish, Yisrael. But in the shul that I know the rabbi quite well, so they turn to the side, that's the minute of Absalavajik, and we face the door. The Gemara says, Mabakam, and Shabbos needs to go out to greet the Sabbath queen, so, and facing the door. The door is not the back, the door is on the side, depending on the way the shul is constructed. By the way, here, of course, in the Gurus, you have the same issue.
Right.
So the minute here is to, like Rav Moshe's Tshuva, Shin B'Marav. But there are those who actually turn to the door, which is the meaning of Sagan.
Okay. Do you want to do what the secret is?
Oh! Here's the Shaila. So, whenever I dive in here, I push and wrestle with this question. You have no answer. Sometimes I hate Sahara gets the best of me. You know that. You know it well.
What? I've seen that.
I hate Sahara gets the best of me, so I just can't control myself.
And the Roshi does what?
You know what happened on Friday night? In the week I was in Storm Dash in America, at the home of Rav and Rebbe Yudin Shlita, the parents of Rabban Yudin, my Rebbe Shlita. Rabban Yudin is outstanding. He's, the whole family is, but his parents, you see where he came from. He didn't come from a vacuum. He came from there, which is Chesed from here to Chinatown. Rav Chesed, the brother Shlomo is Rav Chesed, and Mishpachas Yudin is Rav Chesed. What's there to say? So I was humbled by that. And I'm humbled.
Two questions. One, would Chelet, somebody wearing Chelet, be a problem of what you're going to do? And two,
yeah. I didn't look at Yeshua. Yes.
If like here in Chicago, this story when you hear. If one were to dominate, that means since there are lots of different types of yourself, could one without a problem? If they're also not going to get upset, like nobody's going to be upset if Mashna and Sabin throwing this up. Not from the
over there,
word,
the Sabin Mini.
Yeah, like, none of them would be upset if you got into this stuff.
That's not completely true, by the way. There are places where they would be upset. From both standpoints, both the Ashkenazi and the Sabin Mini and vice versa, some people would get very upset. I don't know if you know the. Depends, you're right. But on the Taylor's issue, you know, it's interesting. In my shul today, many, many people wear Taylor's. I mean, they notice it. And everyone there wants to know, how come the rabbi of shul doesn't wear Taylor's? And people come up to me and ask me, I said, I have to ask the rabbi, and I'll discuss with him. The reason why I don't wear Taylor's. And why the rabbi and my shul doesn't wear tailors, you know, they're two different people. But the reason why I don't wear tailors, the rabbi doesn't wear tailors, because the rabbi spoke to many Goli Adar, heard from his Rebbe by not wearing tailors, and I can't go against my Rebbe. I'm just being very honest. I'm not saying anything about anybody else now, just don't get make the Yukin. I'm just saying that Ani Akat Badao is not able to violate what Marabayim told me. I also said, I've never saw Shlita many times, and he told me, I should not wear Tcheles. When should I wear Tcheles? When Rabbi Yashin is Zatzal puts on Tcheles. That's how we put it today. And Rav Shlomo Zalman worried about Zatzal did not wear Tcheles, was also aware of what was happening. Okay, I didn't find out about it because it's not clear. It's not clear. Not clear.
Okay.
Okay. Can I do a little bit on the
knowledge?
If you don't give me permission, I'll stop. But I want to do a little bit on the knowledge because I think this is very fascinating. You know?
Why is that part of the
system? Sorry?
Because
they say that's something that's Nikar. But that's not something that I'm doing. It's something that I, shall we say, it's a kind of dress. And you know, people have different types of dress. We don't all dress the same way. What do you say, Harav Goldschmidt Zlita? Not the same. I don't think it's the same. But I, yes, we have to think of a filler. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely tuck it in.
When?
Well, I can't do it for my talisman. My talisman cup, and I definitely tuck in my scissors, so I don't have to show it.
Wow. Does that reason?
Yeah.
Boho? Sorry, you said that. Sorry.
I heard a David and Shul, like, in the time of the people, like, there's no menagim on Shul, and there's a mix of everyone, and you're asking out from the T-word.
You know something, are you aware that Rav Gorin, when he instituted what he called Nusach Achid, he tried to combine Ki'ilu, but it's not true. At the end of the day, what Nusach is it? It's fine.
Sorry.
That is the end of the day. He calls it Nusach Achid. Where's the Achid? I don't see any Achid there at all. It's pure Nusach fine. But there are places where you, Akobeya, I think Rav Shekolesky has that minute. Rav Shekolesky, Rabbi Elshin's Rav, and Rabbi Amalei's Rav. The minute there is, whoever dances the Amid, he's Kobeya the Nusach.
Yeah.
That's the minute.
Yeah.
By the way,
the shul in JFK, I think, is like that.
Okay. Yeah.
JFK.
JFK. Here's a shul which is Now, at least I'll read a little Mishnah Berurah. In Aleph, Nun Aleph Sifkot Nal. I spent many, many hours examining this particular paragraph. I never examined it before, I'll be honest with you. I learned it many times, but I never really looked into it carefully. I love this, but I had a chance to investigate something carefully, and I appreciate the fact that you are even sitting here. That's really very kind of you. Yes?
I wanted to return to the topic of Baruch Shammai and understanding how Kisimu.
How?
I'm kissing the
tzitzis. I'll tell you why in a second. I'll get to it right now. Hopefully. The first comment in Mishnah Berurah. In Aleph, Shevach Zeh, Tiknu Anshei Gnes Hagdola. Al Yidei Piska Dinofal Min Shemaya. Did you catch that? What happened? An email came down from Shabbat. Piska Dinofal Min Shemaya. And they found it. It's a little customer. What did they find there? Rav Shama was written on it. V'yeshbo peizayin tevos. How many words are there? 87. V'simano. What's the simon? Rosh kesem poz. Ratzaloma. Rosh atfila u'brachosha peizayin tevos. Al gain. Ein ligroa. V'lo lahosin. Al peizayin tevos. What are you not supposed to do? Don't you add one word or take away even one word from Baal Shem. And may I ask you, why is it that we need such an arichas? Hey, Zayin Tevas? Because there was an email that came down in Hashemayim? What is the nature of this? What the Rishon Berurah says. And by the way, as you know, Baal Shem, another question that I have, Sama Baal Shem, usually every bracha requires Shema Malchus, as you know. The Gemara says in brachas, called bracha, Shema, Shema Malchus, in a bracha. A bracha that's no Shema, Shema Malchus, Melech HaOlam, is not called a bracha. With the exception of bracha, Smucha, Lechavita. That you're familiar with, we say every Shema Nesheh, every bracha Shema Nesheh is Smucha Lechavita, Brichas Kriya Shema is Smucha Lechavita. That's why we don't begin with a bracha, correct? We begin with Fein Hashem, Le'i Rafe, and then Rafi Chalam, Yisrael, and the next bracha, because it's similar to the bracha that preceded it. It's called Simuch of the Chaberta. Does not begin with, shall we say, Sheva Malchus. That's the Kal in general. So in Bar Shammar, here we do have Sheva Malchus, but where is it? In the middle. In the middle of Bar Shammar. Namely, first we start Bar Shammar by Olam, and the entire, and then in the middle we say, Bar Hashem, okay, Mel Olam, okay, Olam, Rachaman, Amulam, Fiyamo, and the Sheva Malchus basically come at that point in time. So the Shavua says that even though Bar Shammar really has three sections, section number one is the Shevach in the beginning. Section number two is the Shem of Malchus. Section number three is the Chasimah Sabracha, not Hula Batishbachos. At the end, all three are, Mr. Brewer says, indispensable. Every single word is indispensable. And I have to say, Pei Zayin Tevah. By the way, did you ever count the words in the Baruch Shema? You know, whenever I see these things, the first thing I do is count it to make sure, not that I, Chas V'Shalom, don't trust him, Mr. Brewer, I trust him implicitly, but I always like to check out everything. Anybody ever count Baruch Shema?
Sure,
maybe you'll take a look at count, see if there's 7 words, 7. Why do I say this? I saw Rav Yankiv, Zatzal, Rav Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal, Emes Yaakov, another beautiful sefer. Rosh Kesed Poz. Anyway, so the it's not a puzzle. I don't say I'm serious, you know this in my show.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We only say one night a year.
We're not going.
We could not get over the fact they would send up this. How old are they when they could say I'm serious?
3 years
old? Dude, Yaakov.
Five,
they say. Here you are reciting the most sublime, ecstatic, dvekus to a gun shop, and you send up a 3 year old, 2.5 year old little fella, chap. He raised the question of Yaakov. Someone comes late to davening, and now the question is, can I go ahead and skip to the beginning of Bar Shammar? I just get down to the bracha. Start with Bar Hashem, okay, Melech Olam, okay, Melech Rachamon. Says of Yaakov, what? A Zion tables, 87 words. As for Shalom, you can go ahead and jump into the middle of the bracha. You have to say, hey, Zion tables. But the reason why I'm saying this is now I'm going to read the Mechaber. Beis. In seeing Bar Shammar, Kodim Shesiyeh Machazen, only Akron Omen, correct? If this is you finish Bar Shammar, usually most people do, I think, before the Chazen finishes it. So I'll offer the answer Omen. What's the Chiddush?
Because it's considered one part, Hefsek. So it's not a Hefsek.
Oh! In other words, again, you would answer, this is a Hefsek. Hefsek, you tell me. What? I'm not allowed to answer Omen. I'm not supposed to answer Omen to a Brach. When I hear someone say Brach, should I answer Omen? Why does she answer Omen? But what's the problem? Exactly what Jason said. That Bar Shammar pashas that this bracha has to be chal of Sudi the Zimra. Chal, just like the Rif in Rosh Hashanah, at the famous Shaila about being Masik, read in the Tkiah Shofar, the bracha. When the person is Masik between the bracha and the Tkiah Shofar, you have lost the bracha. That's a Hesek. It has to be chal on the Tkiah. Not just on this Tkiah, and all the Meir Tkiahs, or how many Tkiahs that you blow, all the way to the end of Davening. Most shuls they announce, don't talk. From now all the way to the end of Davening. That's the only way they get to start to talk. Otherwise, it's an impossible situation. But since it has to be Chal and all of these Tkiyas and all the Kailas, so they're the same thing over here. So the Mishnah Berurah actually indicates, and that's exactly what Jason is saying, that here there's a Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings an interesting psak from the Prima Godin, that if you have the Bar Shammar, before I send Hogu, let's say I would say some word, some other word. The Prima Godin has a suffix, and I'm mechayev to say Bar Shammar again. If I'm mafsik with a word between Bar Shammar and Hogu, it could very well be I'm mechayev once again to say Bar Shammar. Why? It's like a person says, I'll give you an example. I say Shako, before I drink, I'm mafsik. Correct? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Adin, If you masik b'shehiyah, what does shehiyah mean?
Delay.
Just a delay. Like a guy says, I don't know, he's saying shahakol, and suddenly the telephone rings. A guy just told me the story. He's in the middle of saying shahakol, and he's so primed to answer the telephone that he can't simply. So I said, why don't you finish the shahakol? I could. So rather, he picked up the phone. It's a phone line, a landline in his house. And then, of course, before he spoke, he quickly finished the shahakol and drank, and then went back to the telephone. Pashup shasa hefse. Pashup shasa is not yotze. Okay. Am I included to make another bracha? I told him, no, don't you dare. Something bracha zahakol. But hefse ganava, another pashup. And look at hefse, another reason. What's the shayla? So he also, after bracha shama, I have to say, hodu miyad, miyad. That's the finish of the comment, exactly what Jason said. Yes?
So if you're not up to Rosh Hashanah and the Shef Sefer says Rosh Hashanah, you are saying, hey.
Where are you?
I don't know, either
in Rosh Hashanah.
What's the problem?
With your head.
The issue is with your head. Now that's what I'm getting to. Now we're about to discuss the next set of halachas in Mishnah Berurah, and I don't know if I'm allowed to go further. Because this now leads my next. This was all Akdama, this little preamble. Now we're up to the din that I want to discuss. Goldsmith, Ma, Kodo, on there. Okay. What do you say, Zach?
Yeah, for sure.
There I go, so
yeah.
What do you say? I should stop? Does anyone think I should stop?
No.
So we should learn today what we're supposed to be doing? This is part of what we're supposed to be doing. My father's the same. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Anyway.
I always want to say that.
Yeah.
Regarding the...
You know about cats. I'll show you.
The mice kids.
Yes.
Regarding the Sephardic, since we do hold it beforehand, so would about Shema be hefset? Would it still be hefset for Shema?
Obviously not. Hodu is part of the Kabbalah, as I said before.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I should continue because I just want to make one comment. Just one more comment, that's it. And I'll, the Mishnah Berurah says the Psak, which is, I have talked about this Psak for 5 hours. I just don't know what to do with this next Psak. The Berurah says, you see, I'm reading the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. That's, by the way, the same issue with kissing the tzitzis. What's the problem?
Hefse.
The hefse.
Yeah, the same issue.
That's what he said, Jason, earlier. He's mamashi. He has instincts that are very crow-like, very goat-like. Hefse. Hefse between Bar Shama and Yehoshua. That would be here. By the way, I hope you're not accusing me. You know, many of you are very fond of Mr. Brewer. The way it sits us out, you may have noticed that I don't exactly follow that practice. I follow the practice of my Rabbein. They kept the tzitzis right here in their loops. The loops are there. We discussed it, I think. This is a big machlokes we've seen Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, but this also, he has a good shura, Chaim Dovr HaLevi, Zatzal from Tel Aviv, and his Sfar Masil Harabi, his green Sfar, you have to go first finish Halakha Brura, and after that, and you have a dad, and Yabi Omer, and then you can go to
Asil Harabi.
What? Yaqut Yosef.
That's already about
that. You have to five lifetimes.
It's so long.
I'm going to mention one here. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm reading Beis. You see, Sukkot Beis, I'm seeing. If I finish Rosh Hashanah before the Chazan finished, only Akbar Amen. If lo seeing, lo yana Amen. You didn't finish, you shouldn't answer Amen. Why should you not answer Amen? Because where are you?
That's
in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, you can't answer Amen. Upashu, the Dafka Mishosh, the Yisra Barakat Hashem. When are we talking about when you can't be Mapsik? Once you start the Bracha. In the three sections, the middle section. The Mishnah Shlach HaBe'almo. That the first part is said the Shema. The whole Zed after the Amin Shabbat Shema, Osho Yishtaf, Kavim Shabura, with a Chiddush Nifla. This is the biggest Chiddush, one of the biggest Chiddushim in the entire Arachayim. And he has plenty of that. But this is one of the biggest ones. Namely, the whole Zed after the Amin Shabbat Shema, Osho Yishtaf. What Amin am I talking about? Bar Shema Yishtaf. Abul Shar Aminim. Any other amen? Masik Avad Rabbah. Masik Kam Gimel. The Munun Mutalanos. After the Beemza Birch as Bar Shama or Yishtabach. Pilei Ployim. He has completely and totally